Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada.
I talk about estate planning and wills all the time. I do it on this show. I do it with my friends. I do it with my family. I really believe this is an important topic. One angle, and I've talked about a gazillion angles, but one angle that I haven't talked about is Gen Z. Like these new kids on the block who surprisingly need to start thinking about questions that, they may have thought were really only for their parents and grandparents. Our guest today is Erin Burry. She is CEO and co-founder of the online estate planning service Willful, and she is here to join us to talk about how to get started. Hello, Erin.
Hello, Bruce. How's it going?
I'm going to start with a little bit of skepticism. I'm putting this out right off the top. Gen X, of course, they need wills because they have parents and they're starting to have health issues. Gen Z, though, are they actually showing interest in wills, or are we just saying they have an interest because we want them to have an interest? Are we providing the social proof so they'll have FOMO if they don't have one? What's the truth?
Well, the truth is, first of all, I am a millennial. So I'd like to say that I'm a Gen Z, but sadly I am in that, I believe they call us geriatric millennial category.
Oh, which yes. Is
very, very lovely. I think the biggest trigger to create a will is having kids. I have two kids, including a 2-month-old, and that was definitely the catalyst for me to update my will over time. But we're seeing increasingly that Gen Zs are acquiring assets like homes. They're getting into relationships, whether legal marriages or common law relationships, and they're getting pets at a rate that we didn't, when we were younger. So I do think that those major triggers, getting an asset, getting a long-term relationship, getting a dependent, whether a child or a pet, those are happening among Gen Zs, especially as they age. The Gen Alphas, who are teenagers, probably not thinking about wills, but Gen Zs definitely are. Although, are they thinking about them as much as boomers? Maybe not.
Okay. Did you just say pets is a catalyst for people getting a will? Is this a thing?
Absolutely. It's interesting. When we launched Willful 6 years ago, we didn't have the ability to plan for pets. And it was our number one most requested feature because in your will, you can appoint a pet guardian who would care for your pet when you pass away. And you can also leave money for your pet's care, which, my mom has 2 horses, so those are expensive animals. So probably a good idea to leave something for their care. So that is actually something that people are thinking about a lot these days in their will and otherwise. Mm.
Now, we talk about this using generational language, but the other dynamic is pure age. Like if you're 22, you're in some ways similar to a 22-year-old from 3 decades ago or 5 decades ago. In many ways, you're not, but in some ways you are. What insight do you have on how Gen Z thinks about death or talks about death or estate planning that might be different from other generations? Not different from 22-year-olds in other generations, but generations.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think in North American society, we do pretty much anything that we can to avoid thinking about or talking about our own mortality. That's certainly true in my generation, in my parents' generation. But what we're seeing with Gen Z is that, they might still be uncomfortable thinking about their own mortality, but they're much more willing to talk about it. And you often see TikTokers who are in their 20s making videos about these topics. They're much more willing to bring it to the table on social. And so I've definitely seen that in my own social feeds, and we've seen research around that as well. So that's where I think it differs, is just the willingness to be more open about it, to have conversations, which is much more different, as you might know, from our own generations.
Now, what are some of the conversations that might be either different or more nuanced for Gen Z than they would be for a boomer who probably already has a will, they're updating their will, but they've been, talking about this for decades? What would be the differences for someone of that generation?
Well, I think the first thing, something I'm thinking about, my parents are divorced and remarried, so are my husband. So we have 8 parents, and we're going to have to deal with all of their estates when the time comes. So I think as Gen Z gets older, just like millennials, we're having the conversation with our parents, with our loved ones about, hey, do you have your stuff in order? Do you have a will? Do you have power of attorney documents? Where are those documents stored? What's your password to get into your email if I ever need to? This isn't the days of paper mail arriving. It's the days of digital legacy. And so we have a vested interest as the adult children of our parents to know where these things are and to make sure they have their stuff in order, because we're going to be cleaning that up when the time comes. The other big difference with Gen Z versus other generations is digital footprints. This generation has cryptocurrency, they have NFTs, they have so many disparate digital accounts and social media footprints, which, you know, our parents likely don't as much. And so I think it's thinking about what happens to my social media accounts when I pass away. Would my family know how to access that crypto wallet that only I have access to? And that's certainly different than our parents who might just have one bank account with a big five bank.
We would have talked, I would have talked to Willful within, I don't know, months of launch on this show. Like it's been our first conversation was a very, very long time ago. Back then, my sense was it took something for you to gain trust in the marketplace, that you were something other than going to see a stuffy estate lawyer somewhere. How much has that changed? Because I would bet that Gen Z is used to doing virtually everything on their phone, that doing a will on their phone is a really no big deal. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we've really seen the tides change with that, not just amongst Gen Zs, but across all generations, specifically because of COVID. It really encouraged people like my parents to adopt digital practices, to shop more online, and to turn to online tools for everything from making a will to ordering their groceries. And so, you know, definitely online tools have become a go-to. And I'm obviously biased as the founder of an online will platform, but we just did a survey amongst 1,000 Canadian parents, and it said that 80% of parents would use an online tool before going to an in-person professional. So I think as a society these days, we're looking to save money. We're looking to save time. We're looking at what can we do without getting off our couch. And so, we're definitely seeing that trend.
We've spent most of our time talking about people who have an interest or a predisposition to building an estate plan, even if it's as simple as just the will part, the very, very basics. There are other listeners who are simply not convinced. So for a Gen Z human, what would you outline as the case to be made for doing that now? Now, I will say, talk about a worldview. I did my first will at 18. So I did it very, very early, but the only reason I did it was because I had a friend who I had had a falling out with, and I wanted to make sure I wrote them out of my will. How dramatic is that? That's who I was at 18. I will write you out of my will. So assuming you're not me and most people are not me, what is the case to be made for doing a will young?
I love that story, Bruce, and good for you for getting it in place at 18. I mean, listen, you're right. Not everybody on their 18th birthday is thinking, you know what I should do today? Instead of going to the bar with my fake ID, I should get a will.
Yes.
But I mean, I think the biggest reason to get a will when you're that young is look at pop culture, right? Look at celebrities like Chadwick Boseman and all of these other amazing famous people who unfortunately have passed away young, unexpectedly, without a will in place. You know, we often think we don't need a will until we're older, until we're rich and we have all of these assets to protect. But a will is about more than who gets your money. It appoints an executor to clean things up. It appoints guardians for your pets or your children if you have them. And most importantly, it saves your family time, money, and anxiety. So that's a reason enough to get one, to not leave your family in the lurch and to have the peace of mind that, you know, you can spend $99, get it done, and it takes 20 minutes.
That's great. Erin, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Bruce.
Erin Burry, CEO and co-founder of the online estate planning service, Willful.